very warm welcome to the Tech Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Arjan Timmerman, and we're live at NetApp Inside in Las Vegas. We've got a very special guest today who will introduce himself.
All right, I'm Greg Nierman, Chief Technologist as of 2 weeks ago here at NetApp.
So, Greg, joining NetApp, that was kind of special to me. Probably for you as well.
It was a bit of a surprise, yeah. So I was at Hitachi for 5.5 years and really loved the environment and the people there. And yeah. It was something I struggled with a lot before I pulled the trigger to come over. But in the end, it was the right move, and with the good team here at NetApp and the progress that NetApp was making. If you think about how well they've grown their flash business, yeah. If you look at they're the fastest growing SAN business right now. There's a lot of good things going on here, but I'll be honest, it was not an easy decision.
No, I can understand that. If you're working for a company for 5.5 years, and they're treating you good.
They treat me very well, even through this process of going to NetApp.
Yeah.
Super awesome team and very professional.
Yeah, that's awesome. And still a few of the people I know are still working at Hitachi, and what I hear from them, it's really a great company to work for.
So. The culture is fantastic. And it's funny, I was doing a little bit of my own research before I came over to NetApp, and this is a small industry, right? We all know people with the different companies. So I checked in with a few of the people that I know because I wanted to get a good sense of it. We all kind of know who the rougher companies are, who the good ones are, and NetApp is one of the good ones. And people, even former people that used to work for NetApp that no longer do, keep the door open to potentially coming back someday. And that says a lot.
You even see them coming back, right? Yes. If you look at Nick Howell and there are others as well that went to startups, even returned to NetApp now.
Yes.
That must say something about a company. Can you tell a bit more about the process you had to make the decision to come over to NetApp?
Sure. Well, it was interesting. So I wasn't looking to leave Hitachi, but as you probably know, the tech market's heated up a good bit in the last 6 months. And so I had a few opportunities I was considering. And it was tough because I was weighing what my role was at Hitachi and what the other opportunities were, and it was not an easy decision to be quite honest. But as I got to know the NetApp team and got to know I don't know if my boss is Bharat Badranath. He's an industry veteran. Used to work at EMC back in the day. I had friends that used to work with him that were peers with him back in the day. Actually had fantastic, great things, glowing things to say about him. And he had done a fair amount of research on me as well. So
that's cool.
But we had never actually had crossed paths before. And so we sat down and had quite a few conversations. And as you can imagine, there's multiple stages to the interviews and with multiple people, and to me, for any company you work with, the one thing, forget about the technology, forget about even the corporate politics, it comes down for me to culture.
Absolutely.
And it was a great thing at Hitachi. I didn't want to leave some place where I was doing good work, working with a good team, and going into another situation that I don't necessarily know what the politics are and what the culture's like, but the culture here is really fantastic. I'm not second-guess my decision at all. It's a really good team here and really good people that want to develop good outcomes for customers and partners, and it's a good environment to be a part of.
And that's what we saw today, right? And talk about data-driven, the theme at this event, but are you already so far within the company that you can say, okay, this is really something that sticks out for me from what we heard today?
So, I'm only a couple of weeks in, right?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And just for the disclaimer, I'm not an official spokesperson for NetApp. This is just Greg being Greg.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think you expect anything less. So, for me, philosophically, you talk about the role and the title of Chief Technologist, which is really at the end of the day kind of an Uber evangelist role. And I look at some of the opportunities at NetApp, very similar to where Hitachi was at. You're talking about traditional storage vendors that are, if you look particularly at what NetApp's doing, they broke up into three different business units. You've got the cloud infrastructure, you got core storage, and then you've got the public cloud business. And it's a very deliberate process that, that they're taking. And so for me right now, I'm just kind of mapping out how each of the three business units operate.
Yeah.
How do they execute? But more importantly, how do you tell the story? And for me, philosophically, it's always been about, and everybody says it, customer-centric perspective. But what I mean by that is a lot of companies will do their, how they tell their story of the value they're driving. Sometimes they'll start from the portfolio and work their way up. You know, I tend to think about from a C-level perspective. You know, what are the CIO priorities? And then work downwards of how that aligns to the portfolio. And sometimes it will and sometimes it won't.
Yeah.
But to me, I think that the challenge and the opportunity is mapping to those priorities. And I, you know, beforehand we were talking a little bit. One of the things that, you know, I'm very keen on is privacy and security. It's one of the priorities. So one of the things I used to do at Hitachi is I would moderate our executive advisory boards. I also do EBC presentations. And you know, there's a couple, or more than a couple, but there's a handful of common themes that are priorities for CIOs. And so I use the example of an easy one, like privacy and security. And think about that in terms of what's the value that our solutions are driving to that, they're, that are actually going to create an outcome that's going to make that CIO sleep easier at night.
Yep.
So coming into this role, I've kind of got that perspective. How do we take the great stuff that that NetApp is doing? They've had, you know, if you look at what they've done, you know, in the last year, it's been what a remarkable growth the company's had. Yeah. And I don't want, obviously, the worst thing I could do is get in the way of that. But how do you add to that success? And I think there's, especially if you look across the three business units, there's a lot of opportunity for growth. And obviously, they've been successful on Flash and fastest growing SAN company right now. And so the ONTAP and Flash strategy is they're executing really, really well to that.
Yep.
So it is about how do you take that to the next level, and how do you add value to an already successful operation.
So, and how do you see your role in bringing that, because chief technologist, you have to eventually bring that to the customers and the partners. And
I gotta get smart real fast, don't I?
Probably, yeah.
I better know what I'm talking about soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I will tell you, you know, the it's a struggle to ramp up, right? When you work for another vendor for 5.5, almost 6 years, and you know, there's a very distinct competency that's different from how NetApp executes. Yeah. It's not about one technology being better than the other, but it is about being able to translate that value proposition. Because at the end of the day, this happens, and you guys see this all the time. I know that. You see where people get, especially in the storage industry, where people get bottled down to speeds and feeds. And and the things that, if you think about this, you know, storage architects and system administrators care about those things. But they're not the only stakeholder here, right?
Nope.
I mean, there's, especially with larger environments, the priorities may not always align to the IT team. So it is a matter of being able to articulate the value proposition and to multiple audiences. And I think one of the challenges of any traditional infrastructure companies are used to having one type of a very monotone conversation that usually revolves around speeds and feeds. And I don't know if that's always it's productive to the right audience, right?
Yep.
But there's ways to grow that and expand the understanding of the technologies.
So do you build your own team? Are you going to build your own team, or is there a team where you are put in and they will help you?
Sure.
With the
story?
So
my focus and the team that I work within is the core storage solutions team, which includes ONTAP and Flash. So I have peers in EMEA and in APAC that are also accomplishing tackling this big task. And we're a new team that just got put together. So my other two peers are veterans of NetApp. So they're helping me along, helping me fill in the gaps for what I don't know and what I should know.
Yeah.
But I'm also coming at this, especially because of my experience with the podcast and other things I've done from the industry and working for a competitive vendor, I'm kind of looking at this from a different perspective. I haven't exactly drank the Kool-Aid. And
which is good.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. If you got a team with two veterans in it, it's probably a good thing to put one other person in there that has a different perspective to what they have. And so do you think there's room for actually getting another story out than they already picked up?
Oh, sure. Well, I think if you just look at the, I know it's no secret that NetApp's been on a hiring spree. And just within our team and the broader other product marketing team, there's people from HP, people from the former EMC, now Dell team, and I was myself coming from Hitachi. You're getting experiences from multiple perspectives.
Yeah.
And they did, that was an intentional move on the team. So it isn't so, I don't want to sound negative at drinking the Kool-Aid, because clearly the Kool-Aid's been pretty successful for NetApp for
Absolutely.
The past year.
Yeah.
So it's not about changing what they've already done. It's how do we augment it and make it better?
Yeah. Okay, that's very cool. We're here at NetApp Inside. There's a lot of cool things going on. One of the things being artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Is that something you'll pick up as well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm not the expert on all these things,
sure.
But it's obviously been very public. The partnership they have with NVIDIA,
yeah.
And the reception of the market's been extremely positive around it. And the reference architecture is solid. I'm anxious to get some demos and be able to play with it myself.
Yeah.
And I think there's an example there too where we want to be careful not to get caught in the speeds and feeds traps. Although, mm-hmm. I will say that if you're talking about ingesting large amounts of data to analyze, performance is a characteristic that you have to be mindful of, but I'm also looking at from what are the use cases? What are the problems we're trying to solve?
Yeah.
If you look at, and NVIDIA's got a great track record of this, if you look at, for instance, cancer research and healthcare, and the advances that they're making, their technology is making around this, it's a great story to tell.
Yeah.
And I'd like to become proficient with it enough myself that I can, not that I'm going to do my own healthcare research or anything,
but
at an application level, show the meaningful outcomes from the great research from NVIDIA, but also the high-performance storage that we're combining with it.
I think that was the great thing about the keynote where there was another technologist, right? Someone and futurist who looks at what's going on and where the whole industry is going
mm-hmm.
to. And
I don't know if I always agree with these futurists, right? He wasn't bad. It's always kind of, I have a philosophy that the past is prologue. And so I think the best futurists are historians.
Sure.
Because look, for all the advances we make, we also make the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Yep.
And so I think it's important to not just look forward, but make sure you're checking the rearview mirror occasionally, because
Absolutely.
There's a lot of lessons from the past that we can learn.
There was also the genome project. I think if you look at AI and where I think AI should be going to is helping those things.
Yes.
Helping getting it better. Making that better, making research available to everybody and do AI to make sure that you do it as fast as possible in a way where it's secure as well, right? Because
mm-hmm.
not all companies, not all hospitals, not everybody is able to do those kind of things on site. They
That's
will
right.
probably go to a cloud and do things over there as well, right? So, with your data fabric, it can possibly be really easy to do those kinds of things, but then again, you come back to, is it secure enough to do that?
That's right. I mean, especially you know, with the data fabric, where you're able to leverage both on-premises and cloud resources to do that. And depending on the partnerships and how those things work, you think about how you might be able to how research might be able to scale and the quality of artificial intelligence.
So yeah, I think we had a great conversation. I want to thank you. I wish you all the best at NetApp. It's going to be a great ride, I guess.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I think it's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no doubts about it.
Thank you so much.